Welcome to Hard Easy Things, a podcast about doing the things that we know we should be doing, but find it hard to start or keep doing. If you're feeling stuck and want to make positive changes, we're here to help. We'll be talking about what's stopping you and help you take action in different areas of your life. So sit back and enjoy the show. Welcome to episode 2 of the Hard Easy Things podcast. I'm your host, Armando Gong. And before we get started, I'd love to share a fun fact about myself again. And that is that I really like to eat chicken katsu over rice. And especially if there's curry on top of it, that makes it even better. Today, we're going to be talking about consistency. You know, the easy thing that everyone says that we need to keep on doing in order to get whatever it is that we want in life, but find it super hard to do. Well, I'm going to be sharing with you how I've approached to being more consistent in whatever it is that I'm doing. And hopefully you're going to be able to get something out of it. And anytime I think about consistency, when someone always asks me like whether I should be doing something, I always come back to like, for me, like, why is it that I'm doing something, whatever it is I want to be doing, over and over again? And I actually think like this is probably the very first thing that we should always be asking ourselves in terms of like, why is it that I want to do something? And a lot of times it's like, for example, I want to lose some weight. Great. But I also feel like a lot of times we don't ask the deeper questions in terms of like, why is it I want to do something? And keep on asking that why. Peel back that onion in terms of how many layers of why can we get down to. And I think Simon Sinek said it best in terms of like, know your why. And I think for me, it's also the same thing. It's like anytime I'm trying to be more consistent at something, I always ask myself why. And I like to think of it as like a big skyscraper, where the skyscraper is what it is I'm trying to keep on doing over and over again. And the whys that I have is actually the foundation supporting that skyscraper. And the more deeper, stronger, beefier whys I have, the more likelihood it is that I can get that skyscraper built so that in bad times, without money, a poor schedule, without any time, I keep on doing the thing I do and I keep on doing the result that it is I want to do. And I think this is super relevant. And I was talking to one of my friends the other day where it's like, they've always been trying to be healthy, right? And so they want to go to the gym and just want to do more things around their life. But they weren't really consistent at it because they didn't like to do it. And they didn't really find a big reason to do it until their first daughter was born. And you know what happened afterwards? They started picking up BJJ because you know what? They want to, you know, protect their little daughter. And I think that's like a super admirable goal. It's like it embodies exactly what it is that you're trying to do. It's like find this very important reason for why we want to do something. And most of the time, you will stick to it no matter what. And if we don't have very strong whys, we're not going to stick to something. And that's just the truth of it. And also, that's just one component of it. But I find that like, for me, having a strong why usually dictates exactly why I keep on doing the things I do in whatever arena that is. Like going back to school, I need a very strong why for that to quit my life. Working out, need a very strong why to keep on doing it even when I don't want to do it. And for my friend, going to the gym and learning BJJ, strong why. Gotta want to protect my daughter in case someone tries to mess her up. First phase of always like trying to be consistent at anything is always just knowing your why. And the deeper you can peel back those layers and find more whys to support that behavior, that thing you're trying to do, the better I feel like you're much set up for success. So that's the first thing. Always know your why. Having said that, I think that sometimes we do this instead, where we set up these SMART goals, these metrics, these things to measure to get the goal that we're looking to do. I think there's nothing wrong with that, but I think the foundation is always setting up with a very good why and a very good reason for what it is you're doing. So the next thing I always want to know is like, now that I have my why, now that I know a specific reason for why I'm trying to do something, the next thing I always want to know is like, how will I know that I'm going to be making progress in this goal that I set for myself or this behavior change? And I think like SMART goals play a big role in doing this. In the tech space, there's like doing OKRs. But I think ultimately it's like, how am I going to track and measure what I'm trying to progress to? And that's ultimately what I care about because I want to know if I'm making progress on my goals. And you can do this in terms of SMART goals, OKRs. But for me, it's like, just know what you're trying to measure. A lot of times we go to this route first before the whys, and that usually ends up in, I don't want to say failure, just that we are not as consistent because we're just trying to track something, but without a fundamental underlying reason for why we do it, we can't stick to it. So we just end up tracking things, but it doesn't really resonate with us. So I always find this as to be like the better second part of the process rather than the first part of the process. But having said that, it's like the more you're able to track something to know if you're making progress, the more likelihood you can actually take the actions to make sure you stay on track. And for me, like I've set myself for a goal to try to lose some body fat off of my frame. And what I've noticed for myself is that, you know, every day I kind of log my weight into an app. It tells me where my trend line is going, whether it's going up or it's going down. And there are lots of fluctuations in that. And I can go into a whole different episode in terms of weight loss, but that's not the point of it. The point of it is also that like I'm tracking this because I believe that this metric will lead me to the goal I want to achieve, which is just lower body fat percentage overall and hopefully better performance. But by me tracking this and knowing which way I'm trending, I can slowly change what it is I'm doing in terms of either eating more or eating less or exercising more or exercising less, getting more sleep, and just analyzing what I'm trying to do to get to the end of that goal. And so tracking what it is you're trying to progress in really helps, whether that is even just going to the gym more, or whether that's just doing an activity a lot more, or just having these process-oriented goals. Find something that you can measure and use that in order to track whether you are hitting your goal that you are set for yourself. So that's number two. After you know your purpose, know your why, find a way to set up either a SMART goal, an OKR, or a metric to know whether you are or are not progressing in that either behavior change or activity or goal in order to keep you consistent. And I think the third thing that really helps in terms of whether we are staying consistent in what we are trying to do is after you've found your big why, after you've set your like little metric or SMART goal or OKR to figure out if you're hitting your goal so that you can stay consistent, the next thing I always think about is like, do I even know what it is I'm trying to do? Do I have the knowledge? Do I have the skills? Do I have the ability to actually put into action the plan I'm trying to put? Say, for example, losing weight. Sounds simple. Generally, you eat less, you bring in less calories, and you work out more. Great. Awesome. If I actually dive deeper into like how exactly I'm going to do that or how you are going to do that, can you answer that? Like, how are you going to do that? Do you know how to do it? Do you know how to work out properly? Do you know how to keep on doing what it is you want to do? Do you know how to set up your workouts? Do you know how to change up your eating? What it is you're trying to eat? How you try to eat? What you should be eating? Where you should be shopping your food? Like, there are so many little details in terms of knowing how to do something. And I find that without this specific knowledge of how you do something, maybe it's even if we take it out like the fitness and nutrition realm, let's talk about like investing money, right? We all know we should be saving money and investing money. Okay, great. You know, do that. Like people say to do that, right? But like, do you know how you're supposed to do that? Like, for example, like where should you be saving your money in? Where should you be putting your money into like what investment accounts? Like, what should you be investing in? Should I be investing in crypto? Should I be investing in bonds? Should I be investing in stock market? Like where? And just having the financial literacy to do that is like a very big component of trying to do something. And if you don't know what you're doing, then you just kind of like leave it off to the side and never bother trying to do that. So there are ways to kind of shore up this lack of knowledge or lack of knowing how to do something. And if you're not able to do something, it's on you to basically try and find ways to close that knowledge gap, to find out ways to do it so that you can actually keep on doing it. I'll put it this way. Like, let's say you're trying to go to your nearest restaurant, right? You put in your directions into your GPS, your phone, plug it into your car, and not knowing these skills would be like you letting a baby drive your car. Like, they are unable to drive their car. They don't know how to do it. They might get there if they're lucky, but they don't actually have the knowledge, the ability, the capability to get there. The better option would be like finding someone who knows how to do it, teach you how to drive first, and then get to your destination. And so one thing that always stops us from being consistent is not really knowing what it is that I'm trying to do or what you're trying to do. And so having someone teach you to do the thing you're trying to do helps a lot rather than trying to find ways to do it on your own without really knowing what it is that you're trying to do. Like, you would not let a baby drive a car. So why would you let yourself just kind of fumble around trying to say you're going to do something when there are a lot of easier ways to get to your goal, get to your destination? So that's the third thing I always think about is like, do I actually know what I'm trying to be good at to stay consistent at? And if I don't, I need to find ways to shore that up, find people to teach me, learn it on my own, and shorten up that knowledge gap so that I actually have the ability and capability to do what I want to do. So that's the third thing. The last thing to really think about for me is like, are you setting yourself up for success? Meaning that there are lots of things in our control that can kind of subconsciously or unconsciously guide us and keep us on the right track to being more consistent. For example, we can set up our environment, your physical environment, your mental environment, and even your family environment so that we are more likely to keep on doing the thing that we're trying to do. And I can think of a number of different ways that maybe you're not thinking about this, where for my, let's say, physical environment, right? Like if you love to cook, you know how it is that like the cleaner your kitchen is, the easier it is to actually put a dish together. But if your kitchen sink is full of dirty dishes, the dishwasher has not been run, all your pots and pans are dirty, and your pantry is all over the place, you can't really find anything, your refrigerator is just, you don't know where your vegetables are, your eggs are, or it's so full of things that you don't even know what ingredients you have. It's like, is your kitchen setting you up to actually help you make a great dish or help you eat healthy? No. And so one of the things we can help that is actually changing some of that behavior, changing that environment so that the pots and pans are clean, the refrigerator is nicely organized, nicely stocked up, the dishes are always cleaned at the end of the night, the dishwasher's always run, and you clear out the dishwasher in the morning so that you can put your dirty dishes into the dishwasher at the end of the night and run that load. And these are all like things which you can do in this specific scenario to set up your physical environment for success so that you can keep on doing the thing like eating healthy. Eating healthy requires a clean kitchen. And so that's one way you could do that. Another way you can think about whether you are setting yourself up for success is if, for me, I like to do things around friends. I like to do things with family that help, you know, push me. It's somewhat more comforting to have people around you supporting what it is that you are trying to do, rather than having, you know, friends or people who are always being negative about what I'm trying to do. Having people that support you, having people that cheer you on, having people that are going to be there to help you out in terms of what it is you're trying to stay focused on and keep on doing is super, super valuable. It's super, super helpful. Like I found so many people over the years to kind of push me down this path to keep me here instead of where I know other people have been less fortunate, where they've basically poo-pooed their dreams, their goals, thought it was a terrible idea. It's hard to be successful in that type of environment and with all those people around you. But find the people that will push you, find the people that you can turn to, find the people that you can talk to basically set you up so that you're able to do what it is you're trying to accomplish. And I find that that really helps me in terms of being more consistent because I know that I can always rely on them for some support and some feedback and know that they have my success in their minds rather than thinking that anything I'm doing is a terrible idea. And just one final thought in terms of just, are you setting yourself up for success is just like very simple things. If I am trying to set up a habit where I start running every day, one of the easiest things I can do is get dressed the night before in terms of like my running clothes. Or maybe I can put my running shoes at the foot of the bed so that as soon as I wake up, I can just put on my shoes and just go immediately. It's all these little things in terms of just how can I make certain things around me set me up so that I can do what it is I want to do. I know from Atomic Habits, James Clear, if you are trying to learn how to play a violin, it'd be nice to have your violin out in the middle of the living room so that you're always passing by it and you can just have more opportunities to do the thing that you're trying to do. I think that'll be my last thing I want to just leave off with in terms of just, are you setting yourself up for success? Whether that's your environment, your physical environment, or whether that's even your social support structures, like are your friends helping to set you up for success? And so that's really all I wanted to share in terms of things I look at in terms of being consistent and keep on doing the thing. The biggest takeaway is that number one, find your why for whatever it is that you are trying to accomplish. Number two, create a metric or find a way to track how it is that you want to keep on doing the thing you're trying to do. Number three, know whether you actually know how to do what it is you're trying to do. And number four, set your environment and support structures up for success so that you can keep on doing the thing that you want to do. Okay? And I hope you got something out of this episode, and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the Hard Easy Things podcast. We hope you took away something from this episode. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. We release a new episode every single week. And here's a shameless plug for me and my coaching service. Most parents feel sluggish and tired from not prioritizing their own health. I provide them with fitness, nutrition, lifestyle plans that fit into their schedule so that they end the day full of energy and super lively. Schedule a free consultation call with me on my website at armandogong.com. And I'll see you on the next episode.